Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10, half an hour away. Text for you, Coach, on the Subaru of New England text line. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. No thank you on Pickens, Wiggy. T with a capital T, or trouble with a capital T is what they say.
He had some immaturity issues in Pittsburgh, you know, getting into a fight on the field with a player from the other team. There's things where Mike Tomlin said he had to grow up a little bit. I get it. He's 24 years old. He's immature at times, and I think a lot of the frustration comes from, you know, he wants to be the guy. But if they trade for him today, he's the best receiver in the room, hands down. It's not even close. So if you
better than a completely healthy Steph Diggs?
Better than a completely healthy Steph Diggs. Mm. Steph Diggs at 31 years old, where George Pickens is 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when you look at certain guys like that, it's really about, all right, maybe he just needs a change of scenery and Vrabel's able to kind of reel him in.
What's the downside? What's the downside if they make that trade?
781 text downside is a young quarterback like Drake May.
Yeah, if he's what you think he is, then he can handle it. If he can't handle Pickens, then he's not what you thought. Like, it's pretty simple.
Right. Yeah.
If you can't handle a guy that wants the ball, then you're not going to find many talented receivers.
Right, and it's going to be hard for you to be successful in this league as a quarterback if you can't deal with that type of stuff. Like, I mean, you've been playing quarterback your whole life. You probably dealt with receivers who
tons.
Are kind of pains in the asses. If that's a question that you have to have for a quarterback like Drake May, then you don't have a quarterback, because that's going to be something that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I feel like if they were to be able to trade a third-round pick for Pickens, this offseason is an A+.
I'd agree.
617 text, he's a head case. Can you still say that? And you're going to put him with Diggs, who is crazier.
Yeah.
Why is he a head case, though? Whether it was asking for more targets, and then the other thing that I think Tomlin had to speak to him about was, like, he wouldn't do something because he feared he would get an injury during the game.
Because he had, like, a unsportsmanlike conduct for fighting with a guy or, you know, like, doing, like, a celebration in
but
front of him.
But plenty of guys do that, and they're not called head cases.
Right.
But tell me great receivers who
that aren't.
Right. Like, as someone that is a head case himself, like, I take it personally. And you are not in a position where the best available players want to come to where you were. That just is over. So this is what you do. You take a risk, and it's a great risk to take a third rounder.
Yeah.
Like, so you'd rather have Pop Douglas and Javon Baker?
Versus a guy who's a proven commodity in the NFL, who when he had his best year in 2023, averaged 18 yards a catch.
Maybe they weren't going to trade him in the conference.
I don't know. If you give do you think if Pittsburgh doesn't think he's great and they want to move on from him, don't they just take the best deal? I mean, you see guys get traded in the conferences all the time. So I don't really kind of look at that as an issue. I just think it's, you know, it comes down to this organization, and why wasn't Mike Vrabel and can't really blame Elliott Wolf, right? Because don't we think Vrabel's the guy?
But is Mike Vrabel reluctant to deal with a guy like that might be an issue behavior-wise?
But then he dealt with A.J. Brown, and some people say
he did, and he loves A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown loves
just got engaged, by the way.
A.J. Brown?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was like a whole
didn't he have John Legend perform?
Yeah, he did have him perform.
Really?
Yeah, it was a whole big thing. Yeah.
John Legend performed at the engagement?
Yeah well, that's what
What's
happened.
That cost?
Probably $100.
Yeah. When you're a Super Bowl champ.
Who do you think Bezos is going to have at his wedding? I heard he's trying to get Elton John and Gaga to perform together at his wedding.
I
think he can have whoever he wants. Yeah. If he wants Elton John and Lady Gaga performing in bikinis, both of them, guess what? For the right price,
he'll get it.
He will get it.
I heard he's invited Ted Williams' frozen head. Did you see that?
I mean, because where's his wedding? And didn't they like shut down
Capri.
Like half like a coast of Italy?
Is it Capri?
Is it? I don't know if
or
it's
Lake
Capri.
Como.
It's in Italy.
Lake
in Italy,
Como yeah. is unbelievable.
No, I think it's where they have the canal boats.
Venice?
I think it's Venice because I think they
the gondolas.
They rented all of them or something, and the locals were pissed.
Yeah, they were all mad because he shut down like half the coast. He's like, all right, everybody beat it. I mean, when you're Bezos, you
when
got
is that wedding supposed to happen?
June.
All right.
When you got that type of bread.
Oh, I can't wait.
Man, you're going to have anybody you want at the wedding.
Well, that's what you wanted. Like, you once said on the show that you wanted to be rich so you could have Denzel Washington juggle for you or
just
something?
No, recite movie lines for me.
Yes, that's right.
That's it. Denzel, stand in front of the TV and recite movie lines for me.
That is such a weird thing to want.
That's the type of...
So you know, crazy.
That's what I want. I want to say, all right, Denzel.
Just watch the movie.
No. It's not the same. I want you to do the Malcolm X, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. Go.
While you have the sound turned down on the film, right.
Bingo.
It's playing in the background on
Bingo.
The huge TV.
Now go get me a cup of juice. When you come back, I want you to do Alonzo from Training Day.
What in the world?
I mean, when you want Denzel to do movie lines in your living room?
I'd want to like have dinner with Denzel.
I want to ask him the tea.
Pay him to narrate
everybody.
Your life.
Let me tell you, I had him do it for me one time, and it's the greatest thing ever. When he actually does it, that's what you want. I would pay Al Pacino any amount of money to do Scarface lines.
Okay.
Right in my living room.
If you were wealthy.
Because you never
if
see
If you
him.
Were an oligarch.
Yeah. Don't right. you? Yeah. When you watch like people do interviews, isn't it cool when they start to recite some of the stuff?
You're right. Yeah. You got us on that. All right. let's get to Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
I've been inspired by Cora's management style, so that's it. I'm not going to ask my wife for sex anymore. I'm going to wait until she volunteers. So, Greg, if you have any tips on that sourdough starter, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd ask the guy at least.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Hey, Ralphie, as you would say, would you mind? Filling in over there for a little bit.
Maybe he doesn't
want double duty.
Maybe he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to put him in a position where it might affect him mentally.
I want to mock the very best that no one ever has. To pick them is my true test. Oh, before the draft, I watch them from across the land, searching far and wide, bum, bum, but on each college kid to understand and place them all in line. It's my draft time. Which one do I choose? There ain't no way I will lose. Well, he picks him, but I pick you. Mock draft time. Gotta draft them all. Gotta draft them all. Gotta draft them all.
Is that like a Pokemon theme?
I think it's
a
Pokemon.
But he redid it as Mock Draft Shime.
Wow.
I don't know why I love it so much, but the Conclave Mock.
The Papal Mock.
May be the best lead of all time on this show.
Thank you.
It's been underappreciated by many.
Right? Yeah, I got to tell you, it is it's one of my finer pieces of work, right?
Pizza Bolo, that's our guy, right?
Pizza Bala, yeah.
I'm betting on the guy from the Congo. That's where the most money is. Because he would be the first black pope in modern history.
Really? Mm.
So he must be a massive underdog. I'm talking like 100,000 to one.
There's actually a different black pope, Wiggy, that has better odds. But I didn't have Ron Mock. I don't believe that he's going to be elected. So I kept him out of the top 10. Really? He'd be like 14.
Didn't he skip papal pro day or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he skipped the press conference. Yeah. So yeah.
Hopefully they all skip the Wonderlic.
Courtney, let me put this in terms that even you will understand. You are not Gretchen Wieners. Stop trying to make forward happen. It's not going to happen. And just because it's Wednesday doesn't mean you have to wear pink.
I like the Mean Girls references.
Oh, is that what Gretchen Wieners
But no,
is?
I think, like, people say fashion forward all
right.
the time.
Right.
I'm not, I certainly did not come up with saying something as blank forward.
No, that was a caller to the show, I think, right?
No, I said it on the show, but, like, that's yeah. not, people say
you,
it all the time.
You said it about the
bologna. Ranch. Oh, yeah. No, the ranch.
The food. Ranch. And it was dill forward.
Yeah, right. And I was like, what the hell is dill forward?
Right. Dill forward.
Yeah.
Right. Greg's a dill. Yeah.
But if that bothers you, I will stop saying it. I'll just use it in my everyday.
I had never heard.
Vernacular.
I was like, what is dill forward? And then you explain the whole thing.
Right.
And you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shime is gherkin forward.
He doesn't love a good gherkin.
Yes, fun fact. I have met Bishop Sean O'Malley before as well, and he gave me some advice. He said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one and only Shimeth shall always stink.
That was a strange part of the conclave mock.
Yeah.
Was the reference to meeting Bishop Sean O'Malley.
I think that's the only reason why you put him on the list.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
Sorry.
Yeah, I met him on my way to a service trip when I was in high school.
You know, it's actually funny. He told the Roman press when he was entering that he had met Scheim.
And Curtis met him on an aeroplane.
After Ken's dad died.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a good sign that he was going to heaven.
Yeah.
Did he self-identify or did you know who he was?
No. I said to my colleagues at the time that we're screwed because if the plane goes down, it's going to be that Sean O'Malley died.
Was he in his, like, garb?
Yes, full garb.
Wow.
What's the role of the Pope?
He runs the whole outfit over there for the
whole Catholic Church across the world.
Right. So 2 billion people that are Catholics use the Pope as the leader of their religious faith.
So he just runs the churches like, hey, we need a, you know.
No, yep.
Well, he doesn't like stack the Keurigs.
Right. No, he makes the rules, you know.
All right.
Tries to update them every they try to update the rules there every 1,000 years.
Right.
Is that what they try to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really trying to get some reform done, actually. Right? Yeah.
Well, the last pope was very modern.
Right.
Define that.
Well, I think that...
I mean, are people still allowed to have sex if they're not married?
I don't believe but...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Does anybody follow that rule in the Catholic Church?
Some people do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Aren't you only supposed to have sex if you're having a child?
It's that some people believe that. Okay. When I took my pre-cana...
Isn't that like the thing?
When I took my pre-cana...
So you're a Catholic.
Yes, I'm explaining to you.
You went to Catholic school.
My whole life.
Right.
Same.
And my pre-cana, they said that I shouldn't be on birth control, and I, you know, only have sex to...
procreate.
It was procreate, but then it was also like, you know, bow down to your husband. I didn't agree with almost 100%
of the
pre-cana.
You don't agree with the Bible.
The pre-cana was, was wild.
Buenos dias. This is a Monsignor Mario Gresh, currently in the running to be the next pope. I just wanted to call today, currently 6:50 a.m., 48 degrees. In the name of the Padre, Filio, Espiritu Santo. Amen, child.
Yeah. One of the guys in the mock, his name is Gresh.
Yeah, Mario Gresh.
Right, Mario Gresh. You had him going at 5, I think.
Right. No, Mario Gresh I had towards the bottom. I think he was like 8 or 9.
Right. Okay. That's not the Swedish guy, right?
No. The Swedish guy I had number 3. That'd be Anders Arborealis.
Are the favorites an Irish guy or an Italian guy? Because I feel like the majority...
The favorite was an Italian guy.
All right,
yeah,
the majority of popes are either Irish or
you
Italian.
Do you know how we know when there is a new pope?
Yes. Chosen. The smoke comes out of one of the buildings over there.
It's like how we know when you're here for
That's
work.
It. Blaze it up. What's that smoke down there?
And just so we know, there's never been an Irish pope. So.
Oh, there's not?
No.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I would... That is...
You just said most of them have been, I just felt...
No, I mean, that is crazy because I think...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I thought that were like there was a lot of Irish Catholics, and
there
I thought
there are a lot of Irish Catholics.
I would think
what,
that.
What about a female pope?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that you can't be pope if you're a woman, according to the laws that they have.
Oh. You can't be a cardinal if you're a woman. You can't be a priest if you're a woman.
That is a very.
You can be a cook,
Curtis. That is an unbelievable stat that you just pulled out of that.
Thank you.
Because I would have thought that there were at least a lot of Irish popes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
I mean,
Chaim knew.
Chaim, you knew that?
Of course, he's watched all the film.
Wow, yeah, I've been grinding tape, man.
Do you think Rory should throw in an application? He's kind of on a run.
All right.
Yes. I was wondering when we were going to get Chaim's mock draft of Pokemon cards. Mom, don't talk to me when I'm leaving a Hill Note.
You can see the Conclave mock
on
our social media, I'm guessing.
That's correct. Yeah, okay. Mitch has it up on Twitter and on Instagram. Right.
And can one wager on it on the site?
So I have found odds. I don't know if any books are actually taking action on it, though, is the issue.
Yeah. Because it seems like a lot of people are interested. How many Catholics did you say there are?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
Around the world?
Billions.
2 billion.
Really?
Yep.
It's a lot.
So they would probably want to wager on it.
I would think so.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
So, Curtis, you're bashing me yesterday about my Belichick lead, that he's just screwing with the media. Well, that's exactly what he's doing. Remember, pal, I own your head. I don't just rent space in your head. Now to your Red Sox take. Devers 100% needs to stay at DH. Smart move by Cora. And just so you know, they're 18-19 currently. 2.5 back in the division. And you know what, Curtis? Back in 2013, they went 19-18 at this point, and they ended up winning the World Series. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Numb nuts.
Good Taylor Swift song, though.
Bad blood, right? Yep. There you go.
Yep. Anybody else think that Bill Belichick is doing this to pull the wool over our eyes?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, that's great.
I don't think he knows
where he is.
What's going
or what he ate for dinner.
Come on. Oh, he knows where he is.
I don't think he's senile.
He has that smile I've seen many times.
He's no Joe Biden. He knows what's going on. He's not like Bill, you had chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
I think he's figuring it out too late. Like, he accidentally met the greatest check chaser of all time. And he doesn't have any idea.
Right. Not Sean Thornton.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if she's in it for the money.
What?
Are you on drugs?
I might be.
What do you think she's
saying?
She's not in it for the money?
She's sexually attracted to him?
I think that they found a common... what I've read, what I've seen, what I've heard is that she was done with young guys, and so she jumped to a 64-year-old, and now she's with a 70-year-old. Like,
I bet she's a big military history buff.
Right. So, and it seemed
if she goes much older next time, they're not going to have a lot of time together.
Right.
Like, who's next? Smokey Robinson?
This could be it for her. This could be the real love.
Come move on up to smoke now. Yeah.
So you think it has nothing to do with a Porsche or a Bentley, allegedly?
I think that she enjoys the power that comes along with it. In the perks, But it's what I read. She had a real estate portfolio before. Yes, it was only $2 million, not $9 million. But
That's impressive. You think the other old guy had anything to do with the part of that portfolio?
I don't know.
That's impressive. She knows her real estate.
Yeah.
Is she going? Does she have a good chance of? We need a mock on Miss Maine.
Well, so I was on the website yesterday.
For this weekend.
Yes.
And there is, it is open for voting, like a fan vote, if you will.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but there are some that have like almost 1,000 fan votes, and she's stuck at like four.
Four
votes? It's a dollar a vote.
She only has four votes?
For the fan vote.
Right. That's Bill, Berge, Lombardi. Who else?
You Freddie Kitchens.
Matty P. You would think the fan voting.
Jay Harmon from Cisco.
Would be big.
Like, who else is well, it? She only has four votes?
Well, it's a dollar a vote. Thing. You have a five vote minimum. Let me just
so somebody paid for votes and didn't give them all to her?
She has five votes right now. I just checked.
Don't buy the thing for her.
Well, maybe she doesn't want that.
You would. Based on Bill and what he's done for this region, you would think that she'd have more fan votes than that.
But there's like Miss Greenville has 995 votes.
Who's she dating?
Bears.
Nobody you know.
Well, because Jordan also has like a big social media presence now, so I'm surprised she's not using that more. Another girl, Miss Penobscot.
Penobscot.
Oh, come on. That's not like a well-known place, right? She has 903 votes.
Oh, I thought that was her last name.
No, it's a place.
Penobscot?
Yeah.
This is Ed from Maine. Sorry, Shine. I know we got to get to break. Ed, what's up?
I'm sorry, Courtney. I try to support you every chance I can.
Thank you, Ed.
I love you. I think you're a great, great part of the show. You're way offline on this. I mean, if she was chasing a 72-year-old dumpster guy, you know, that knew a lot about history. But I think money has a little bit to do with this one. Yeah.
I think power, I think it's more power than money. The money is a nice perk. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure she's loving it. But at the same time, like.
Courtney, clearly you didn't see Scarface.
Right.
First you get the money, then you get the power.
Then you get the women.
Yes, and she's got mad power. Shut Bill down quick.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.